Joining me in studio, Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein. And of course, the conversation that we want to have, amongst others, is to talk about what began last week with an article, with a headline article in the Jewish, South African Jewish Report about Limud and the fact that the Rabbonim, the Beth Din, have said that the Rabbonim should not be attending. So I reached out to the Chief Rabbi and said, would you come in to studio to talk about it? There was a lot of reaction to the article. There was has been a lot of comment on social media. And the best way to do it is to have a real conversation. Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein, good morning.
Morning, Howard. And to your listeners, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
It's awesome that you are here. All right. I guess the question that the fundamental question that I have around this issue, and I think many people have around this issue, is that the South African Jewish community is known for its tolerance, the way in which we deal with religious and non-religious. We've never lambasted people for years for driving to shul on Friday night, even though we knew it was wrong. You yourself have started the Shabbos project. We're very, very tolerant and embracing of religious and non-religious across the board as South African Jews. We're known globally for it. The approach to Limud, or the Beth Din approach to Limud, seems to chafe against that concept of tolerance. Can you talk to that issue? Because if there's one issue that I feel around it, I think that's it.
Yes. I think, Howard, I think you're 100% right that that's, what's bothering people. And, that's why, when you called me yesterday to invite me onto your show to talk about these issues, I felt that it's an important opportunity, and I value the opportunity to talk to our community directly. And, because I think that openness and transparency and discussion and debate is actually the only way to build a beautiful Jewish community, and that we can't be afraid to disagree with each other. That's also part of having a beautiful 100%. Jewish community. Sometimes there will be disagreements, but our bonds of love and connection as a community need to be there, and it's within that frame of open, transparent discussion that I'm so excited to be with you.
All right, so let's get down to the issue of tolerance. Does the approach, the Beth Din or your approach or South African rabbinate approach to Limud chafe against the very nature of tolerance in our community?
Okay, great. So I want to address that question directly. Let's just take one or two steps back just to get a bit of perspective here. And I think that perspective is going to be so helpful and beneficial to see the broader picture. Because if you think about it, and I'm speaking here on behalf of my colleagues, the South African rabbis and the Rebbetzins have devoted their lives to reaching as many Jews as possible throughout the South African Jewish community, to reaching and connecting and looking after and teaching. And actually, as a rabbinate, we are reaching literally tens of thousands of people each and every single week. Because if you think about the multiple platforms that we engage on at shul, and I should say this, and it touches exactly on your question, our shuls are the most open, welcoming shuls in the world. In the world.
Known for
We welcome into our shul, no matter who you are and where you come from. Our shuls welcome in Jews from all backgrounds, no matter Jews who keep Shabbos and those who don't, those who are married in the faith, those who are married out. Doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what your sexual orientation is, whoever you are, our shuls are welcoming and our rabbis and rebbetzins are welcoming. And we engage with people in this welcoming spirit throughout the community at shuls and schools and business lunch shiurim and coffee shop shiurim and on social media and on radio and on multiple platforms. And not only that, we're thinking creatively all the time about how to reach more and more people. And it's at weddings and shiva houses and funerals and bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs. Literally, we are touching the lives, as the South African rabbis and rebbetzins, the lives of tens of thousands of South African Jews each and every single week. And so when we look across the whole year and when we think about the tens of thousands of people we are touching all the time, as rabbis, we seize on every opportunity to teach. And that's why this whole Limud thing has actually been very painful for us, because this is who we are. We entered the rabbinate, all of us, And I want to pay tribute to my unbelievable colleagues, rabbis and rebbetzins who do, who, with
so you
with
don't
such
do it
dedication.
For the
Gosh. Exactly. It's a joke, right?
Right. It's a joke.
No, but it is. That's the point. It is a joke because it's out of total dedication and selflessness. And that's why, in a certain way, this Limud decision has been so painful for us because we want to reach every Jew, and Limud is another opportunity to do so. So why not? So what's actually we have done as the rabbis, and for me, this is one of the most special things about the South African Jewish community. The rabbis work as a team. We work together as a team. We make group decisions through collaboration. No one imposes anything. It's incredibly democratic. And, you know, if anyone attended, if you were a fly on the wall at one of our conferences and one of our meetings, you would find incredible, robust debate, differences of opinion, people arguing. But then we come to decisions and we work as a team in a spirit of unity so that we can have impact by working together as a team. And through the democratic structure of the South African Rabbinical Association, which is a democratic structure, we together as a rabbinate came to a collaborative decision that we would not use Limud as an educational platform. And that was the crucial thing. It came from a democratic process. It came from an open process and a collaborative process, but a process in terms of which we chose not to use it as an educational platform. Now the question is why?
Right.
When you're dealing with rabbis and rebbetzins, and we want to teach, and our life is to reach as many Jews as possible, and we are, why this platform not? And I think the heart of it goes to this question. It is about a philosophy. See, Limud, I respect their right to have their own philosophy. Limud has a philosophy which is a philosophy of religious pluralism. Pluralism is that Judaism as a religion is whatever you wish it to be. You can decide what you think it should be. And in terms of that definition, there are no parameters, and you can decide whatever you wish Judaism to be. That's a platform of pluralism. Let me give you an example in the context of Zionism. Zionism is a philosophy, but and you know there are Jews out there who support BDS, and they will tell you they're a good Jew. They support BDS, and they're supporting BDS because they want to save Israel from itself. They want to save Israel because they say, listen, if you don't help Israel reform itself, then it's going to end in disaster. So they say that's their expression of Zionism. Now, Limud flirted with the idea of BDS last year.
We discussed that quite a lot on the show.
But ultimately came to what I believe is the correct decision, that BDS is outside the parameters of Zionism. It's not a legitimate expression of Zionism. And Limud also takes a policy that Holocaust denial is not an acceptable form of Jewish history. It can't be there because it's not an acceptable form of Jewish history. But when it comes to religion, when it comes to Judaism, then their philosophy is unadulterated pluralism, which means you can make of it what you wish. Now, as rabbis, our philosophy of Judaism is not pluralism. We believe Judaism is Torah and mitzvahs. That's what we believe, that God gave us the Torah and he gave us the mitzvahs, and that our lives are animated by that. And that we believe passionately that Torah Judaism has been the energy and the inspiration that has kept the Jewish people alive and thriving for thousands of years when every other nation on this planet has disappeared. And certainly the nations that went into exile, there's no trace of them. And all of the ancient civilizations have disappeared. What has kept us going as a people? It has been our connection to Torah Judaism. And we believe as the rabbis passionately that the future of the South African Jewish community is about the connection of our community to Torah Judaism. And therefore, we have devoted our lives to that. But it's with a sore heart that we can't participate in Limud because it is devoted to a philosophy of pluralism. And therefore, to endorse that, to support the philosophy of pluralism, will undermine everything that we believe in and that we are fighting for. And therefore, it's with a heavy heart. And so it goes to the essence of this idea of what pluralism is, that Judaism is whatever you wish it to be. What that means is that, for example, a person, and this came out, has come out over the years, and it came out again in the discussions with the Beth Din and the Limud leadership. If a person is going to be presenting about Jewish religion and about Judaism, whether or not they believe in God is not a prerequisite for their presentation. Atheism, whether or not they believe that God gave the Torah and that the Torah is there as the blueprint for Jewish life for all times, that is also not a prerequisite to the content and the speakers. And therefore, you know, they often say, well, it's a neutral space. But neutral is, there's no such thing as neutral in this world. There's no such thing as neutral. Everything is a position. And what this neutral space is actually, it's a philosophy of pluralism, which says that Jewish religion, Judaism is whatever you wish it to be. And so therefore it's, and you know, I must say that as rabbis and rebbetzins over the years, more than 10 years we've had this policy. It's 10 years old. That's why I was quite surprised to see all the news coverage, because it's 10 years old. But, you know, we throughout these years, we have never gone into the public space to attack Limud. We've never gone into the public space to discourage our congregants from going to Limud. We've never, ever done that, to the best of my knowledge. We've never done that. Maybe someone here or there, but as a rabbinate, as a whole, we've never done that. All that we have done is chosen to exercise our democratic rights as citizens of a democracy, to choose as educators where we want to teach. And we are committed to reaching tens of thousands of Jews as we do each and every single week. Right. But we don't want to choose this platform, because this platform is about pluralism, and we are there to teach Torah Judaism. That's what we want to share with the world, and it pains us. But this is the position that we have taken together as a team, and we work together as a team. And you know, I'll tell you something else. It's about team honor. There's no concept of sanctions on a rabbi if they break from the team. We've never done that. We work together as a team. It's a saying, this is how we work as brothers in a team, and we support one another, and there's a sense of a team spirit, and it's a team spirit which is a democratic spirit, and one that we are all working to strengthen the South African Jewish community. And that's all that we want, is to have a strong, vibrant South African Jewish community.
I've read a few times that that Adina Roth of Limud has said that their approach is not pluralism. Is that a situation, or is that a case of the description actually not fitting, not matching the action?
Look, I think it's a crucial point. This one has to just have a look at what it is, right. What it is, right. And they will be open about this. If we were to say to them, you know, Torah Judaism says that the minimum definition of Torah Judaism is we believe in God, and that God gave us the Torah for all times and all places, and that it is the blueprint for a vibrant Jewish future. That's what it is. And, you know, if you say, well, Judaism is whatever you wish it to be, and that anyone can decide what their definition of it is, and their speakers and the content are all about that, then, you know, whatever name you want to give it, it amounts to pluralism. And what is so instructive is when you look in the context of Zionism, they took a decision that BDS is not a legitimate expression of Zionism. And they took a decision that Holocaust denial is not an expression of Jewish history. Mm. But with when it comes to religion, anything is acceptable. And so that's the issue. It's you know what? Pluralism is a philosophy in the Jewish world today. And it's a philosophy, which many people adhere to. But it's not the philosophy of the South African rabbinate. And it's not what we believe is in the best interests of a vibrant Jewish life in South Africa.
There seems to be, and I certainly had that reaction, and I don't know if it was a way in which the article was constructed, and I'm not saying it was, I'm not insulting anything about the Jewish Report, but certainly my own reaction when I read that article was quite childlike, in that I wanted to stamp my feet and run off to Limud, because I felt as though I was being told what to do. But in further conversations with you, and in what you're saying now, it is absolutely clear that this is about the rabbinate deciding that this is not a platform that you are choosing to teach at and to support. It's really as simple as that.
Yes.
Is that right?
It's 100%. And that's why over all these years, We've never gone out and told people what to do. We've never gone out and said to people, don't go or go, or I've never condemned it, never criticized it in public. We've just exercised our right as educators and our responsibility as communal leaders to say, this is a platform we are choosing not to teach at. We're going to choose all of the other platforms. And it's with pain because we don't want to turn away any one platform. We would love, and you know, the truth is, as rabbis, we are looking all the time for creative ways to reach more and more people. And we're looking at innovative ways of reaching more and more people. So every opportunity for us is something which is a gift, and we would love it. And that's why it's painful for us, this decision. Sometimes in life you have to make painful decisions because of your responsibilities as a leader.
All right, a couple of SMSs. I'm not going to be able to get to all of them, but I'm just going to pick one or two that I think gets to the question of what people are feeling. This is unsigned. Good day. I wish to dispute the good rabbi's contention that the decision reflects tolerance. It's an unparalleled opportunity for Kiruv that the Orthodox rabbinate rabbinate has spurned. You could teach Torah. Okay. It's effectively that issue. And ultimately, I guess, to answer the question for you, you're saying it's a very painful decision. And yes, it is an opportunity to give. It actually is an opportunity that you are giving up for Kiruv, but it's on the basis of a very difficult decision that you decide to do so. Is that putting words in your mouth, or is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that's right. I would just add to that just two points. One is that the decision is rooted in this principle that we believe a vibrant Jewish future is based on Torah Judaism and not on pluralism. That's the organizing argument and principle of what we are doing. But the other point that I would contest with the SMS is the use of unparalleled. Because I was saying to before, we are speaking to tens of thousands of people each and every single week on multiple platforms. And in reaching people in businesses at their business luncheons, in coffee shops, in homes. There's so many home shiurim which are taking place on radio, on social media, in our shuls, in schools, on the university campuses. All over, we are reaching Jews of this community of all backgrounds. So I wouldn't say it's unparalleled. I would say it's one platform that takes place over one weekend in the year. And that's what it is. Every platform and every person is a precious opportunity, and therefore it's painful. But I wouldn't call it unparalleled. I mean, in the context, it's a few hundred people in the context of tens of thousands that we're reaching.
Right. Baruch says, I think the chief rabbi makes a valid point. Well done for taking the stand and coming onto the show to explain. Have a good Shabbos. That is from Baruch, and Rob asking if the decision applies to non-rabbis. You've already said that it doesn't. Alright, I'm just trying to wade through. There's lots and lots of questions around this. Quite a few people commenting on the fact that I do apologize. Some of our listeners don't know. They're saying, what is Limud? What is Kiruv? I get it. Let me just put it into context for our listeners who don't live in a bubble. Limud is an organization. It's an education organization. They have events throughout the world, but in South Africa, this takes place. I think it's in August, and it is basically a weekend, an educational weekend. And the content and who is invited to speak and who's allowed to speak there is often a cause for some concern. So that's what that is. Kiruv, the word Kiruv is to bring the concept of bringing people closer to God. So of our listeners are contesting is that by the rabbinate saying we will not be present at Limud, we are saying that we're not going to go to Limud. That's what the Beth Din and the rabbinate are saying. So listeners are saying, well, does that give up an opportunity to bring people closer to God? Speak to that, and then we can wrap it all up.
Okay, good. It's a very important point to discuss, because to me, what is so magnificent about the South African Jewish community is our unity and the sense that we're all brothers and sisters together, and that sense of connection. And I think that real, that sense of family. And what I think is so important, and that's what I've been trying to stress today. Mm. And the truth is, the rabbis over the last 10 years, we've never attacked Limud in public. We've never told people not to go. We've just said, as an educational platform, this is not where we want to be, because it's about pluralism and we're about Torah Judaism. And we believe that a vibrant Jewish future is about Torah Judaism. And it's been a very painful decision. But let me say this, and I want to say that, and make this as a call to our South African Jewish community. You know, sometimes in a family, you can have disagreements. You can disagree. Brothers and sisters can disagree with each other in a family. And that's okay. But a family still loves each other and a family still sticks together. And it's okay to have a disagreement. It's okay to say we disagree with the philosophy which is being propagated by Limud. We're okay to say, I think it's fine to say that. And it's fine for Limud to say they disagree with the philosophy of pure Torah Judaism. They're entitled to say they disagree with that philosophy. And we can have that debate. And we can be brothers and sisters who love each other and are still part of one family. And that's what I would say. Let's have this debate, and I'm fine to have it. But let's do the debate in a spirit of respect and of tolerance. And let's have the debate in a spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood and a spirit of the fact that we are all part of one beautiful South African Jewish community, one beautiful family together. And we can have our disagreements about this, and we can respect our differences. And I think that is so important, that this debate can be conducted in a way with respect and with dignity. But more important than even respect and dignity is love and appreciation, to love one another, even if we disagree about it. And that to me is so important, because we are one community. And I know that that is something which is so precious to each and every single one of us. And I know that that idea of being one community and one family is at the heart and soul of all of the work that all of us are involved in. And I know that especially my colleagues who are dedicated to this idea, and our South African Jewish community that is dedicated to this idea, and our shuls that are dedicated to this idea of one community, one family, unity together. And let's go forward together as a community in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood, and let's be there to love and support one another. And Howard, thank you. I've really enjoyed this chance to talk to you and your listeners.
Absolutely fantastic. Time is 8:39. Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein, thank you for taking the time to come into to studio and to talk to this issue absolutely directly. I guess it might sound rude to say that people have heard it then from the horse's mouth, but it's really not meant in that way at all. It is 8:39. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem 101.9 Chai FM.